It's an amazing tour, and I was lucky to be one of the group that just sort of got Ann Glover's idea and ran with it. I think she came back from L.A. with this idea and said, you know, why don't we do this? No one in Virginia is doing this, and we can be the first in Virginia to do something where people actually get into the studios.
You guys open your studios and your homes one weekend a year, and you let people come in and see what you're doing and talk to them. And you have a beautiful studio on Richelieu.
Thank you, yes.
Do you like people coming in there once a year or so?
I love it. In fact, I encourage it all year, as I think most of the artists do. But this is the one organized effort we have to open the doors and put out a lot of publicity and let people know that we are welcoming all of them in. And it's sort of a cool thing because I've always thought, Gene, that you can't really know an artist unless you see their workspace. If you see work under construction, sort of the puzzle of a painting half done, then you really can learn a lot about that person, the way they think, and seeing the space in which they do it tells you even more.
The Open Studios Tour of Roanoke, this is the 16th annual, and a lot of the most respected artists in the area are going to be on this tour, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of your friends, Ann Glover, Mary Boxley Bullington, just a whole bunch of them,
some really good, fine artists. And it's an amazing thing. This year we have more than ever. We've got like 30 artists doing this thing. I think there are 10 stops. But you can walk into those studios and see other artists besides the one that owns the studio. Well, the great thing, though, if you are a family with a kid who's an art student, what better thing to take that student to learn about art and artists than an artist studio where they can see the works in progress?
We're talking with fine artist Eric Fitzpatrick about the Open Studios of Roanoke Tour, April 30th and May 1st. Do you like inspiring people or answering questions about technique, that type of thing?
I love talking about art. I think it's fascinating. And I always grab the chance to be around an artist who's talking about their work because I think it lets you know so much in a hurry about them and the techniques and things that we all can trade and learn from. And that's why, again, I would say if anybody has an art student in the family, bring that kid by because this is a very safe learning environment but very exciting. A good studio will light up a student, and Mother took me to one when I was little, and I never was the same again.
We're talking with Eric Fitzpatrick, fine artist from Roanoke. Describe some of what you do, Eric, and I believe one of your pieces is now adorning a Valley Metro bus, correct?
It is. The art on the bus thing was great by Ride Solutions. I really appreciate that. But what I do mostly are landscapes, seascapes, a lot of things around town. I love painting Roanoke, and I love painting the Blue Ridge Mountains, so I think the things around me are the things I tend to gravitate to, Gene.
Now, this is a self-guided tour, and basically you can pick up a map and you can just kind of wander around town. A lot of the artist studios are clustered, so you can park your car and maybe go to two or three at a point. Where can people get the maps?
Well, I think the maps are available. We've been distributing these things like crazy, so you can go to the Taubman, and you can go to a lot of stores. Everywhere you see a poster in a window, they're going to have a map. Southern Graphics, for instance, will have a bunch of them, every place around town, and hopefully it'll be published online as well. You can look up openstudiostour.com, I think, of Open Studios of Roanoke, and find a map there as well. But the map is very well done, and it lets you know sections of the city that you can concentrate on and who you will see within that section. And also for a specific location, say Ann Glover's studio down in Southeast in the old Viscose plant, you're going to see, I don't know, 7-10 artists, something like that, under one roof in an exciting space. And it really is a great way to spend your weekend. And you can hit a lot of art in a hurry if you're interested.
What do you want people to know about this tour? What do you think, you know, Eric, is the neatest thing about the Open Studios of Roanoke Tour?
I think the neatest thing is the opportunity for adults and children to come in and see works in progress and then quiz the artist about why you're doing this. What is your approach? What did you hope to accomplish? You know, what are your thoughts behind the work? When you see things under glass already at a museum or even an art show like Sidewalk Art Show, you're not going to know what they were like on the way to that finished product. This is the chance to get in there and see things in progress and sort of half done. I think the studies are more interesting than the finished work. So I would encourage people to come on out and learn and ask us all the questions you ever wanted to ask an artist. But I just want to get people excited about it. Come on in the door, check it out, because it's going to be the most exciting way you can spend your weekend.